Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Roxanne, men try to, you know, work out or get rich or maybe even be brave to attract women. But a story in Psychology Today says the best lovers are actually the guys who are what?
NPR panelists? I think
you will appreciate this, Brian. Let's let Roxanne get there.
Funny.
Yes! Funny people are the best lovers. Funny men.
You know, that is like such a lie.
Now, wait a minute. Excuse me.
This is what women always say. What do I want in a man? I want him to be funny. Then you be funny. See where it gets you.
Yeah. According to a study at the University of Alberta, funny men are more likely to satisfy their partners, and their partners are more likely to initiate, as they say. We should point out that many of the studies we feature in the show are suspect. But this one is absolutely true.
Because, you know, funny guys, funny people are givers.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
They're always in the mode of giving, you know?
We give laughs.
Laughs. Hugs.
Entertainment.
Yep. And pillow talk.
Yep.
It's hilarious.
Are you a good pillow talker?
The best. I'm like, hey, I'm here all week.
After play.
Yeah.
After play.
Psychologist Gil Greengross explains, quote, people with a great sense of humor are attractive as mates and enjoy better mating success. This is true especially for men who use humor to attract mates. So, yeah, next time you take your pants off and your date starts laughing, don't feel bad. Keep going. It's working. Now, this isn't a total surprise, as PJ mentioned. Women always say they want a man with a good sense of humor. You know, someone really funny and charming like George Clooney or Fabio.
Right. Now, too sad to laugh for long, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
No, some jokes are like that.
Yeah.
Some men are like that.